Hello, gorgeous souls.
And welcome to the Find Your Power podcast. I'm your host, Kirsten. And welcome to the place where I help you expand your soul, your mind, and of course, your bank account. Here we talk all things mindset, manifestation, spirituality, personal growth, and so much more. Today, I urge you to open up your mind, receive something new, learn something new, and grow just a little bit more. I thank you so much for trusting me to be a guide along your journey. And now, without further ado, let's begin. Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome back to the podcast. I'm so happy you're here, and I know it's been a minute since I've done a podcast episode, and that's actually the thing that inspired this episode. Because I'm going to talk about the sacred pause and the importance of pausing every once in a while, the importance of prioritizing yourself and your mental health, the importance of slowing down sometimes, the importance of getting your mind, body, and soul in check and aligned before you go throwing yourself into all these different things that are going to use your energy. So yes, I did take a little break from podcasting because I just was not in the space mentally where I could really pour from my heart and give you guys good content, and I wasn't in a place where I had the energy to pour into this podcast because I was hardcore focusing on myself. I was going inwards. I slipped into a little bit of a depression and just felt extremely lost and ungrounded and sad and overwhelmed and just a lot of things that people go through. I want you to know that you're normal for going through things. You could be doing amazing and then all of a sudden life can hit you and you can go, you know, down a little bit. And that's okay because life is not linear. You have ups and downs, and that is totally normal and that is totally okay. And when you go into those times, like I just did, it is so important to focus on you. And so that's what I've been doing over the past few months, is just focusing on me and giving myself, my mind and my body, what I needed to get better and feel better and grow and have the energy and the inspiration to be able to give you guys beautiful podcast episodes. So that has been my journey over the past few months, but I am so excited to be back talking to you guys about all of the juicy good topics that I love talking about. So thank you for being here. If this is your first episode, I urge you to go listen to a couple other episodes that are calling to you, because you're probably like, what the heck? What do you mean? Where have you been? This is my first episode. Hello. So yeah, listen to a couple other episodes, get the vibe and the gist of the podcast. But if you have been here before, welcome back. Thank you for being here and listening, and sharing your energy with me and sharing the podcast and just being here. I love you so freaking much. So today's topic, as I just talked about, is the importance of the sacred pause. Okay. And this sacred pause in your life can come because of mental health. It can come because of burnout. It can come just because you want to take a sacred pause. There are so many reasons that you might need to or want to take that pause and start going inward instead of pushing. And hustling and pouring into other people and pouring into all these different areas. Sometimes you need that pause. All right. So whether you feel like you need that pause right now or whether you might need it in the future, just listen to this episode and understand that it is totally 100% okay and needed to give yourself time and space for you, where you simply pause, where you're not crazy pushing for certain goals or aspirations or trying to get a new promotion in your company or trying to travel to 50 places or just go, go, go. Sometimes you just need to be. And that's what the sacred pause is just being. It's not stopping and not doing anything. It's being, it's living, it's being present. It's slowing down and focusing on you instead of being in this running race, right? Where you're chasing after things, where you're go, 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 where you're hustling, where you're doing all the things, right? It gets overwhelming. It uses a lot of energy. It can burn you out. So when you take this sacred pause, you give yourself, your mind, and your body, and your soul space to heal what it needs to heal. You give it space to calm down, relax, minimize stress. It gives you space to reconnect to yourself and reconnect to the earth and the universe. It gives you space to just be. And it truly helps stress and anxiety so much, because when you take this pause and you just reground and you be and you stay present, you feel so much more calm. And then when you're able to really heal and come out of this sacred pause into your space of hustle, grind, chasing goals, aspirations, doing all the things, creating new projects, you know, that period of expansion and creation and growth, when you come into that space, you now have more energy and more alignment for all of those purposes because you took the time to do that sacred pause. Now, if you just keep going and going and going on this hamster wheel, you will burn yourself out. Even if you're doing something that you absolutely love, if you are just nonstop go, 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 you will burn yourself out and your body will literally force you to take that pause. That is what happened to me. I was go, 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 go for so long. And eventually my mind and body said, stop, hold the fuck up, because you can't do this anymore. You need to prioritize yourself. Otherwise, you're going to detrimentally impact your mental health. Like, stop. And so I was forced to take this pause, this slowing down, this reflective period, and I have come out of it so much healthier, happier, clearer, more aligned, and just full of more love. So if your mind or body is screaming at you right now to take that pause, to slow down, do it. Don't feel guilty. Don't feel like you're running out of time. Don't feel like you have to push through it. Don't feel like you can't take this time for you. You can and you should. Okay, so if this is resonating with you, please listen to me and take that time, take that space, because you are going to serve yourself, serve the people around you, and serve the world so much better when you are your best self, when you are feeling your best self, when you are calm and aligned and full of genuine love and passion and excitement and gratitude, instead of full of stress and anxiety and overwhelm. So take that time. Take that sacred pause. But don't take the time to just disassociate and distract yourself. Take that sacred pause to go inwards. Go on a journey within yourself, a journey of rediscovery, a journey of healing, a journey of grounding, a journey of spiritual growth, a journey of connecting more to yourself, a journey inwards, a journey for you, not a journey of pausing work and just distracting yourself with Netflix and alcohol. That's not what I'm saying. Take the pause and go within. And you'll know when you're ready to come out of it. you'll have that urge, that genuine desire, that genuine burning passion to go and create a new project, to go hustle in your business, to go make new friends. You'll feel that desire inside of you. So take as much time as you need, do that journey inwards, and then when you feel ready, get back into the race. Start walking, and then jogging, and then running. Start working towards your goals and your dreams, your aspirations. Start putting energy towards your manifestations. Start with the new projects and the new connections, friendships, the new hobbies, all the things, right? Get back into that flow. Get back into that race. But don't forget to still prioritize you and not let this journey burn you out and take all of your energy. Remain in a space where you have good balance between work and hustle and goals and relationships and your inner self and your mental health and your happiness. Find that balance and go. Now, I hope this episode helped you guys so much. I hope you loved it. If you gained anything from this episode or if you feel like it can help someone that you know, please share it with people. Share it on your Instagram stories. Share it all over the place. Truly, the only way to reach more people and help more people with this podcast is by you guys sharing it and loving it and supporting. So I appreciate you so much for sharing it and helping other people in the world with it. So thank you for that. And if you're not already subscribed or following the podcast, make sure you do so as well so you never miss a new episode. And of course, if you feel called to, I would love if you wrote a review on the iTunes store. I love hearing what you guys love about the podcast. I love seeing your reviews, and it really helps us to reach more people as well. So if you feel called to do that, that would be awesome as well. But yeah, that is it. I will end this off like I normally do. Make sure to go out into the world today and spread some love, light, and positivity, because the world needs more of it. And the world needs more of you. So go out and spread it. I love you so much and have the most amazing day.